hello and good day. Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez, and I am delighted to be here with Lane Brashears. Lane, how's it going?
Oh, it's going so good today. Thanks.
What are you working on? What's your research project? What are you doing at the U of A?
Cool. Well, this is my second year. I'm in the PhD program in biomedical engineering. So my research focuses on biosensors. Specifically, I'm trying to develop a smartphone device to detect virus samples.
Whoa. Back up a little bit. So you're working on an app?
So it's the smartphone's actually the least exciting part about it, I guess. We use paper, and then we add virus samples to that, and then we've developed a smartphone-based microscope to image those samples and get our data.
So like any piece of paper, you're transforming into a biosensor?
We tried it with any piece of paper, but it actually works better if you use a special type of paper called nitrocellulose. But it's still paper.
Yeah, I mean, where do we find nitrocellulose? I mean, cellulose refers to some type of plant fiber, right?
Yeah, cellulose is kind of like your standard paper. And then nitrocellulose has just got an added nitrogen there. And it kind of has a bit of a wax backing to the paper. So when you add your water sample, it flows really nicely through this channel.
It's awesome reading your bio. You talk about like you recommend this field to anyone interested in STEM, programming, writing, and arts. What did you mean by that?
Oh yeah, I had a lot of fun writing that bio. I just love my field. I think biomedical engineering is such a potential hotspot because there's so many different topics you get to learn about. You get to learn like science, chemistry, biology, but then there's also tons of programming and writing. And I put arts in there because I'm really realizing that scientific communication is huge. And if you have a bit of an interest in art and visualization, oh, that's just amazing.
We've seen an increase in the number of programs being offered now across the world in data visualization. So I completely agree with you that if you have a visual art interest and you love science, why not merge them into data viz? That's awesome that you bring that up. Tell me a little bit about the microscope that's a phone app.
The project that I'm working on is a perfect example of translating science to real-world applications because it's all based on fluorescence microscopy, which has existed for a long time. Everybody's got those fancy microscopes. We've been able to do that for many years now, but it's expensive and it's not really accessible to the general public. So that's why we're looking into just making it cheaper. The microscope that I use, we literally purchased off of Amazon. Anybody can get it. And then the case that we use is 3D printed. So it's really making this kind of expensive and more difficult technology a little bit easier to get.
You heard it. Lane is democratizing science, right? As a PhD student at the U of A. What will you do after you complete your PhD? What are your goals?
Who knows?
Open for anything. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I'll figure it out. I definitely know that in the moment, I'm just into the PhD. I want to get as much out of this opportunity as possible. With research, I want to take that as far as I can. And also with this science communication, I'm part of the NASA Space Grant Program now. And so I've been working on developing some materials to teach local middle schoolers about my research as a way of getting them into STEM.
So thank you for that as well, Lane. So Lane, you're on KXCI. You got a favorite band, favorite song? What do you do when you're working in the lab or out doing some STEM work?
Oh my gosh, yes. So this was actually the question I had to prep the most for. I love Abby the Nomad, always so groovy. I love Volbeat and Crow because they just make me feel so cool. And then my absolute lifetime favorite is the Shrek soundtrack because Smash Mouth is great.
That sounds like you're jamming out and enjoying the ride. So thank you so much for being on KXCI today.
Thank you so much for having me. This was an absolute pleasure.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.